From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. The violin and viola that Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart played more than 200 years ago are kept in careful storage in Salzburg, Austria. They're only taken out once a year. And this year, for the first time ever, those instruments have been brought to the U.S. NPR's Anastasia Tsulkas got an introduction.
I could feel my heart stop, my fingers were trembling, and I'm pretty sure I had a huge smile on my face as I tucked this violin under my chin, the instrument that Mozart used to perform his own concerts. Professional musicians got the same thrill at the Boston Early Music Festival. For safety's sake, the violin and viola were flown here on separate airplanes. But the six-person team from the Salzburg Mozarteum who are safeguarding them don't make for a very flashy entourage. There are no huge, beefy guys in shades with crossed arms, no SUVs with blacked-out windows. Instead, there's just a small huddle of, frankly, not very intimidating-looking middle Europeans.
The main thing is to travel so unspectacular as possible, that nobody should know what is inside these cases.
Gabriele Ramsara, the director of the Mozart Museums, and the rest of the team refer to the violin and the viola simply as the luggage. The instruments are being held in an undisclosed location during the tour. They were made in the early 17th century as workhorse fiddles. They're quieter than modern instruments, and they produce less brilliantly colored tones. They force the audience to lean in to appreciate them. Backstage after the Boston concert, Miloš Valant said it was hard to describe the feeling he had playing the viola Mozart used in Vienna to jam with friends like Franz Josef Haydn.
For a musician who is living with music his whole life, Mozart is somebody who is really, really important. To touch his instrument is something extremely personal.
For her part, violinist Amandine Bayer says she couldn't help but wonder if she was channeling some ancient spirit when using Mozart's fiddle in Boston.
I had all the time this question, but I tried to call this spirit, no? And to say, are you there? But I think you can do it with every instrument when you play the music of Mozart.
That's exactly the kind of reaction the Mozarteum is hoping for, says its head of research, Ulrich Leisinger.
If we close the eyes, we perhaps even think about Mozart playing the violin. But there are typically two methods to deal with historic instruments. The one would be to say we lock it in a shrine and never let anybody touch it again. But we are entirely convinced that you need to play the instruments because these are the messengers of Mozart's music.
And when the musicians in Boston finished playing, not only did they take their bows, they thrust the violin and viola forward for their own well-deserved round of applause. Anastasia Tsulkas, NPR News.
And tonight, Mozart's violin is in New York, where it's being played in a concert at the Austrian Cultural Forum.